Chazor Zeichin Nishma Baruch Hashem Shalom Yom Yehudim Sechel Tainus Daf Tezayin. Frak Gemara, why do we go out and daven in the city square? Rav Chiya Rabba said, by doing so, we are saying we weren't answered with that tefillah is done in private. Now we'll embarrass ourselves in public as well. Rav Shlakish said, by doing so, we're saying that the gullahs from our shul be a kapara for us. The difference between these approaches would be whether it would suffice to go from one shul to another. Because it is gullahs, but it's not embarrassing out in the public. Frak Gemara, why do we take the aron out into the city square? So Rabbi Shulman Levi said, by doing so, we're saying that we have a private keli, the Aron, and it has now become embarrassed because of our averus. Why do we put on sackcloth? Rabbi Chiya Rabba said, by doing so, we're saying that we're like animals. Why do we put ashes on the Aron? Rabbi Huda ben Pazi and Rish Lakish say that this demonstrates that Hashem suffers along with us. Rabbi Zeir would tremble when he saw ashes being put on the Aron. Why do people put ashes on their heads? Rabbi Chamba and Rabbi Hanina argue. One says it's a demonstration that we consider ourselves as ashes in front of Hashem. The other says it's so that Hashem should remember the ashes of the Akedas Yitzchak. The difference between these opinions would be whether we can use dirt instead of ashes. If it's to show our shiftless, then even dirt can be used. But if it's to show the ashes of the Akedah, dirt can't be used. Why do we visit a cemetery on a fast day? So Rav Racham and Rav Chanina argue. One says it's a demonstration that we consider ourselves as dead in front of Hashem. The other says so that we can go and ask the people who are buried there to daven for us. The difference between these opinions would be whether we can accomplish this purpose by going to a non-Jewish cemetery. It shows that we're like dead in front of Hashem, but we're not going to ask them to daven for us. What is the meaning of the name Hara Maria? Rav Bacham and Rav Chama argue. One says it refers to the fact that Torah was taught to the Yidden from this mountain, Lashon Vayira, and another says it refers to the fact that it created a fear among the Goyin, Lashon of fear, Hara Maria. Mishnah said, "Zaken shebehem oyim lufneim divrei kvushim." The Braisa says, first choice for a speaker is a zaken. If one's not available, we look for a chacham. If there's none available, we look for a man of stature. Can it be, affecting Mar, that we prefer an elder over a chacham? Abaye said, the Braisa means, our first choice is a zaken who is a chacham. If there is none, then we look for a younger chacham. The Braisa continues, the speaker says to the people, the fasting and sackcloth will not make our prayers be answered. It's only the tshuva that can accomplish that. As we see that the Pasuk says that Hashem saw the tshuva of the people of Nineveh, not their fasting and not their sackcloth. Zaktimar, we learn from a pasuk regarding the story with the people of Nineveh that they separated the mother animals from the babies and said to Hashem, if you won't have mercy on us, we're not going to have mercy on these animals. We also learned that they said to Hashem, you're a tzaddik and should therefore be understanding and more patient with us who are Rishoyim. The pasuk says that the people also returned all their stolen items, the people of Nineveh. Shmuel said, this means that even one who had stolen a beam and used it in his house broke apart the entire house to return the beam. Rav Rahava said, a person who confesses to having stolen but does not return the stolen object is like someone who's toivel while holding a sheretz. He can never become toivel. Mishnah said, "Amdu b'tefillah my reading lifnei ateva zaken v'chula." Brisa says, even if there is an elder who is also a chacham, it's more preferable to send one who is very familiar with the davening. Yehuda says, we look for someone who has small children and no means to support them, one who works in the field but his house is now empty, one who is pirkei noe, meaning he had a proper youth, is humble, is wanted by the people, is merutzah l'kol, has a nice voice, is an expert in reading Tanakh, in learning Medrash, halachas, agadas, is an expert in all the brachas. When the Rabbanon learned this brisa, they looked at Rav Yitzchak Avrami as being an example of a person possessing all these qualities. The brisa seems to be repeating itself. It says he has no means of support and it says his house is empty. Rav Chisda said the brisa means his house is empty of sin. Abaye explained Pirkei Noah to mean that a person who did not have a bad reputation even in his youth. The Mishnah said that the Chazan goes ahead and says, V'oymer lefneim esrim v'arba brachas v'chulu. Fektumar, the Mishnah says that six brachas are added to the everyday Shmoneh Esrim, but then it goes on to give seven endings for that special, for the special brachas of the day. So are there seven or are there six? Emphatic Marv Nachum Yitzchak said it means that there are seven elongated brachas. Like Rabbi says, there are six additional and one more that's elongated. What's elongated? The bracha of Gal Yisrael is made longer and given a special ending for that day. The Braisa then says that after each bracha, the people would say Amen and the shofar would be blown. However, in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a different process that was followed. Instead of simply saying Baruch Ato Hashem Gal Yisrael, the Chasam would say Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Ha'olam Yado Olam Baruch Gal Yisrael. The people would then not say, they wouldn't say Amen, they would say Baruch Hashem Kolei Mechus L'Olam Void. Rabbi Chalafta followed this process in Tzipayri, and Rabbi Chananya ben Mitrajan did so in Sichni as well. The Chama would say that's incorrect, because this process is only to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. Another version of the Braisa says that the additional six brachas are said between the brachas of Gal Yisrael and Rifa'enu. The Braisa then goes on to describe the difference in procedure between the Beis HaMikdash and elsewhere. There's another Braisa which describes the procedure and how the Chacham did not agree with Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chananya ben Mitrajan, who followed this procedure outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Huda Omer, Loi Haya Tzarich Loi Mazrich Reines V'chulor. Rabbi Ado from Yafo explained, Rabbi Huda holds that we only say Zechronis and Shoifers on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur of Yovel and when at war.